I have been a tarot reader for more than 11 years, never professionally, and rarely for myself. Really, it's more of a party trick, something I do for friends now and then, or to impress girls. But it can be a really good party trick, and sometimes leads to startling results. Once, feeling very awkward, I had to tell a friend that the cards clearly suggested that she immediately divorce her husband. And she did so. It turned out well for both parties, but I have still spent many hours musing on my role in the divorce and my responsibilities when doing readings. One thing I try to make clear is that I am not psychic. At best, I am mildly intuitive. So, rather than relying on supernatural effects, I simply follow directions that go back centuries. I shuffle the cards and lay them out in an appropriate spread, interpret them according to their codified meanings and position in the spread, and do my best to apply the message of the cards to whatever question is being asked. It's far from perfect, but, as I have intimated, it's often pretty damned interesting and meaningful to the querent. But even with this limited brief, I sometimes find myself facing ethical dilemmas, mainly over the issue of cold reading. Here's one definition of cold reading. Cold reading is a series of techniques used by mentalists, psychics, fortune tellers, mediums, and illusionists to determine or express details about another person, often in order to convince them that the reader knows much more about a subject than they actually do. Practiced cold readers can quickly obtain a great deal of information about the subject by analyzing body language, age, clothing, religion, etc. Well, when you put it like that, cold reading sounds like a bad thing. And I suppose if you are using cold reading techniques to defraud or deceive, you are a bad guy. But another word for observing body language and other details in order to learn more about a person is empathy. And surely empathy is a good quality in a tarot reader. When actually doing tarot readings, I find myself asking general questions and adjusting the reading according to the responses I get. I also tend to notice body language. If, for example, a querent leans closer when the subject of money comes up, it's easy to conclude that they have some issues there. Put another way, I do cold reading. And cold reading often works in the sense that asking questions and making guesses usually makes the reading more relevant and useful to the querent. In every case, cold reading certainly makes a reading more personal. Put another other way, it's hard not to fake it when reading tarot. And sometimes, faking it is the most authentic and helpful thing I can do. As I say, it's a dilemma. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.